T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Also, we're talking about the legalization of marijuana. This is a subject that we seem to talk about an awful lot. And right now, 55% of the citizens in our state and 65% of all Americans want to legalize marijuana. Do you? Well, we're going to talk right now to Tim Hitt, who is spokesperson for Law Enforcement Action Partnership and former police corporal in Monroe. Tim, does your group represent legalizing marijuana?
Hey, good morning. Yes, we do. We get to talk quite frequently about the legalization of marijuana in support of that, and it's how it affects everyday citizens, with whether it be mass incarceration, or even from a business sense.
Tim, a while back, I remember talking about this, and I spoke to someone from law enforcement, and the gentleman told me, he said, when it comes to domestic abuse, he said, I have been called out many times, domestic abuse, because too much alcohol was consumed. And he said, I've never been called on a domestic abuse call that involved marijuana. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's 100% on point. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we get called to these different events. You never respond to a bar fight with some guys that have been using marijuana. It's generally, those guys are generally wanting to talk it out and maybe grab a hot dog. But alcohol plays a major role, especially with dealing with everyday events like that, but especially in domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Alcohol seems to be at the core of a lot of those calls.
Now, the one thing you hear people who are against this, they point out over and over again, marijuana is a gateway drug. You use marijuana, your next move is going to heroin.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a myth. Modern science has proved that otherwise. You could say that 84% of people who use heroin also were whole milk drinkers, so therefore we could assume that milk leads to heroin. I mean, I know that's an oversimplified way of breaking it down, but mm-hmm. as the studies have gone forward and we see that, as we look into more of this supposed gateway issue, it really doesn't exist.
Are we getting closer as a country to legalizing marijuana?
I think we are. I mean, you're seeing it at such a national level. excuse me, like you said earlier, we're at 65%. Across the board, 55% here in Louisiana, and there's some big bills in Congress right now there to maybe tax and revenue type bills, and we can just follow the lead of some of the other states that have recreational marijuana. You can see that the sky has not fallen mm-hmm. in those states.
If marijuana is legalized, will it attract people who have never used it before, or if you're already using pot, you're using it?
I think the latter. I mean, I think it's kind of like alcohol has always been. When people get of age, they may want to try some alcohol. But I mm-hmm. think by most people, their mind's made up. By the time this issue comes around, you can look at the other states, Colorado. We always talk about Colorado, but there, juvenile cannabis use is actually down. So. You get rid of prohibition, you kind of get rid of the attraction.
How many people could you estimate that are in jail right now because of marijuana?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's a large group. I mean, mm-hmm. especially in Louisiana, being, at one point before the governor signed some good criminal justice reform, we were the jail capital of the world, and there's a large percentage of those people in jail just for marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Tim, let me take a break. I have a couple more questions I'd like to ask you. Can you hold on for another segment?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All right, and when we come back after Tim, we're going to be taking your calls. What do you think? If marijuana is legalized, is it going to attract people that have never used it before? And is marijuana a gateway drug? If you have used it, did you Have you stopped there, or have you moved on to harder things? It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. We're coming right back on WWL. Good morning. It's 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. Let me quickly read a text message before we get back to our guest. Bob, you said something that will happen in the near future. When boiling crawfish, someone will put some CBD into their pot when boiling the crawfish. Yeah, that would then they would be eating the heads instead of sucking the heads. We're talking about this segment this morning, and we will talk about the speed cameras in school zones all morning long. So if you've been waiting to give your opinion on that, hang on, and we'll get to that in just a minute or two. 55% of people in Louisiana, 65% of Americans want to legalize marijuana. Do you? And this morning we're talking about Tim Hitt, spokesperson for Law Enforcement Action Partnership and former police corporal in Monroe. So, Tim, when you look at legalizing marijuana, would that mean that people would be walking around the street smoking a joint?
Well, it could be. So what we're seeing, you know, in a lot of other places, and might I add, there's some good cannabis legislation in the session this year in Baton Rouge. But that's kind of a common misconception. You know, people think it's going to be, you know, places where they have legalization. It's a free-for-all. You know, it's handled just like alcohol. You know, you could still go to jail for DWI. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of stipulations on that, you know, being of legal age. And it's not just going to be, you know, a heyday when it becomes legal.
How do you communicate to those people who have hardcore opinions, who refuse to accept in any way that marijuana doesn't have all the ills that we've been told over the years? How do you let them know that it's just not true?
Well, you know, a lot of it is education. I think that's the key is trying to have that conversation with people. You know, if you look at some of the polling data, you know, where you're referencing 65% of people support legal marijuana, it comes down to a generational and a geographical gap, I believe, is where you start. But education is it. You know, a lot of places, you know, some of the older crowd is just mm-hmm. not ready to concede that fact.
So if it is legalized, that would leave people who wanted to open up a marijuana business selling marijuana cookies, selling marijuana brownies, selling just straight marijuana, that would be legal, correct?
I it depends, you know. Even though we have we have some federal law, I think it would come down really to the states is kind of where we're seeing it head. Mm-hmm. And you don't, you know, you never know what state's going to dictate how they're going to regulate it. You know, in some of the other states, yes, those type of options are available at some of the cannabis shops. It's hard to see the future, you know, where Louisiana would land in that.
If you had to just give me a random guess in our state, Louisiana, how close are we to legalizing marijuana?
There's a lot of talk. You know, let's go back to what I just said a few minutes ago. There's some decriminalization bills in session right now in Baton Rouge. There's a tax and regulate bill down there. I don't see it happening this year. I still think we're 4 to 5 years away mm-hmm. from that happening. But it's good to have the conversation. You know, there again, I go back to the incarceration rate in Louisiana and what a strain it puts on the citizens. And even when, you know, dealing with marijuana on the mm-hmm. street, it puts a tremendous unnecessary strain on law enforcement.
Tim Hitt, anything else you want to add to our conversation?
I just want to you know, we appreciate the support that everyone's given LEAP, and we do recognize the public opinion for legalizing marijuana in the country and the state, and I think it's a good move forward.
Did you get your crawfish over the weekend?
Actually, I did yesterday afternoon, and I bowled them in the back.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.